Sales, Thompson, McMiller, and Smotherman for Blackman. It's Harris, Clark, Brandon, Clark, and Gooch for the Siegel Stars. And that is a look at your starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And the Blackman crowd into it here. And now the Siegel crowd getting in on the action across the way. Both teams 3-0. Siegel riding a 9-game win streak. 16 games in a row won in district play, dating back to 2010 for the Stars. Clad in the black, trimmed in silver. Blackman, 4-game win streak of their very own. They're 14-2. Siegel is 13-5. We're about ready to jump center. And the ball is in the air, finally tipped by Damian Clark. Clark is 6'5". Smotherman about the same. Pass goes inside. Clark turns, spin, shoots. Rebound. Cousin now rolling around. He lost the ball. Picked up by Harris. Goes up strong and finishes it off with a basket. Loose ball pickup there by Harris. Puts the Stars on the board first. Thompson drives the lane and has it partially blocked. It goes out of bounds. He will inbound underneath the goal, or someone will.
I don't know if that's what you wanted right off the bat. Come down and set up your offense. That's the type of team this Blackman Blaze team is.
Long toss in to Thompson. And Blackman works it around the horn. Now Thompson for three. It's good. Barely ripples the net. And that's Darius Thompson with the first bank three.
Averaging 12.3 points a game right now.
Inside to Clark, off the glass. Damian Clark. Quick answer right there, Rafe.
Yes, it was. Excellent feed inside. Good finish by Clark.
McMiller brings it down. I don't think Blackman can get into a shootout with Siegel. Might win that game, but they're two different kind of teams. They like to set up their half-court offense.
That's another thing. It'll be interesting to see, you know, as this game goes on, who can you know, play to whatever level each team's on right now. You know, fast pace, is it going to be fast pace, or is it going to be a half-court offense?
He who imposes his will win, most likely in this one. Ball tipped out of bounds. Blackman to toss it in, and they turn it over. Long pass up. Robert Brandon off the glass, missed it. Rebound, Cousin. Outlet pass made. Thompson crossing the center line in a big hurry. No-look pass. Smotherman finishes it up with the lay-in.
It's a great pass by Darius Thompson to Smotherman.
5-4. Blackman with the lead. Clark for three from downtown. It is no good for Charles. Rebound. Blackman. McMiller walking it across the timeline now. Nowhere to go for Sales. Now he just takes the dribble himself. Thompson, baseline jumper for three. I think the hardest shot in basketball, and he barely ripples the net. Baseline, far corner, behind the goal a bit. Now a long two by Clark. This one is no good for Damian. Ball is saved by Siegel. Brandon for three. This one no good. Harris picks it up. Turns, spins. Floats one up there, rolls around the lip of the rim, rebound, Terrence Smotherman. Smotherman, the outlet pass to Thompson. He throws up a jump ball, picked up by Siegel. Harris for three, flat-footed, won't go. Rebound, Thompson. Thompson goes far side to bring it down the sideline. Long pass up, finds Cousin. No-look pass, doesn't make it. Now back out for three. Right side, no good by McMiller. Rebound, Siegel. Down the floor, long pass up, intercepted by Thompson. Thompson brings it down, looks inside, no look to Cousin. Now to Terrence Smotherman, off the glass, they call an offensive foul. And the basket went. He pushed off, apparently, couldn't see.
Yeah, and I think I got to agree with that call right there. Trayton Harris set his feet nicely and took the charge.
Checking into the game is John Simpson for the Siegel Stars.
I've got Blackman with four early turnovers here.
Also coming in, Aiden Burton, the sophomore. Harris, right wing. To Clark. Charles feeds down low to Simpson. He lost it off his fingertips. Turnover for the Stars.
It's two turnovers for the Stars. It was the right idea right there, but Siegel's Stars just couldn't hold on to it in the turnover.
Not a great pass. It was a little outside, it looked like. 8-4, Blackman leads. Josh Mayer is in for the Blaze. He's got the ball right now. 6'3 junior in the corner. Cousin at it. Now back to Thompson. Cousin's going to set a pick. Now Thompson rolls off of it. Foul line jumper a little short. Got his own rebound. Flips it up. Rolls out. Won't go. Simpson battling for the board and finally pulls it out of there. Brandon looks up to Clark. Clark driving the lane and missed the lay-in. Charles Clark just didn't get the shooter's roll. McMiller out front. Gives it up to Sales. Now Thompson going to be fouled, or he did the fouling. No. Foul is on Trayton Harris. And that is going to send McMiller to the charity stripe. And a 30-second timeout before that happens by Coach Ben Dodson of the Siegel Stars. Mr. Cleary, how about a word from Bob Parks Auction?
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand and are your neighbors down the street. Trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. That's 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Riverdale boys leading the Smyrna boys 23-16. That's after one. 23-16 after the end of the first on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. A battle of teams that have not won a game in the district. This could be a big boost going into the second half of the season to try to get off the skid for whoever wins that game. Right now, Riverdale leading. And that game is at Riverdale. After the Siegel timeout, back to the charity stripe. Strides. McMiller hits the first. Blackman takes a 5-point lead and could add to it here with another one from the foul line. Shot it and got it. McMiller, 2 points. 6 points for Thompson, 2 points for Smotherman. That's 10.
And the Seagulls, this team that strives off getting points off turnovers, and so far tonight they've done a pretty good job forcing the turnovers with four right now, and it's early on, but they just can't get the points off of them.
10-4. Blackman leads. Harris tries the shot, picked up by Simpson, and he puts it in. Wasn't a pass. It's partially blocked, but Simpson was the recipient. And the ball is back in the backcourt. McMiller lost control of it, but Siegel can't grab it either. Robert Brandon couldn't pull it in. Now Thompson going to reset here. Finds McMiller. Now K.J. Dowdy, who's in the game. K.J., a junior. Bounce in the corner. Thompson finds himself open for three. You can't do that. He is deadly from there. First bank three, his third of this first quarter. Harris drives the lane. Pull-up jumper, baseline, no good. Brandon comes down with the rebound, and they call a jump ball. It will be, let's see, Blackman basketball. Possession arrow in their favor. Cousin coming back in. Josh Mayer, the junior, going out. Coach Barry Wertman has played seven tonight so far. K.J. Dowdy down low, gives it up to Cousin, rolls around. Quindell gets his first basket of the night. 15-6, Blackman early, 2:30 left in the first. Brandon down low to Simpson. He's hacked and fouled. Gets it down low to the big man, John A. Simpson.
Freeze had a good pass there to Simpson. Went up strong and got fouled. That's what you want.
Foul on Dowdy. His first, team second.
Simpson at the line for the first one, and it rattles through. Simpson's got 3 points. Looks like Gooch is back in. Second one for Simpson. Siegel has no rebounders there. Misses this one. Down the floor, Thompson gets some instructions from Coach Wertman. Play comes this way. Got to get rid of it, and they do, right side. McMiller, now Thompson gets it back. The defense was changed. Brandon stole the ball but stepped out of bounds, just didn't have enough real estate. So it will be Blackman basketball. Side court, just across the timeline. McMiller trots across. And we'll take it across the timeline, just under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Thompson, top of the key, makes a pass in the corner, nothing there for Dowdy, and now he travels.
One too many fake passes and shot fakes right there, and he got a little mixed up.
Riverdale leads Smyrna 35-29 at halftime, 35-29 at the half. Riverdale in boys basketball. Got a little jump start on us tonight. Charles Clark in trouble in the corner to Robert Brandon. Brandon back to Clark. Charles back to Harris. Top of the key. Stutter steps, dribbles in, makes the bounce pass. Cannot hold on to it. Damian Clark, and lost it out of bounds.
Siegel's third turnover tonight.
15-7 Blackman. In this battle of undefeated teams in District 7 AAA. McMiller crossing the timeline to Thompson now. Thompson works off the pick, the no-look pass. Cousin down low. Oh, yes. That's one fly from the right block. 10-point Blackman lead. Charles Clark goes far side, burns the pass underneath. Great look, great basket, great finish for Dominique Gooch.
About as pretty as it gets right there as far as passing, catch, and going up goes.
Siegel needed that in the worst way. 17-9, your score with 40 seconds to play in the first. McMiller pulls up for two from the foul line. No good. Rebound yanked out of there by the Stars. Running the floor, turning, spinning. It's Harris in traffic. Now going up is Brandon. He has it tied up. It'll be Siegel basketball. Harris did a nice little pirouette job in there, too, in the paint to try to get free, and then made the pass.
I think I've seen a couple of those spin moves on the football field this year.
I would say so. Inbounds toss from Brandon. Gets it into Harris with 25 seconds. Harris going to have to get rid of it with 21. Goes to work now. Comes near side. Makes the pass to Clark underneath to Clark. And this one no good. Battle for the rebound. And now there's going to be a whistle. Foul is on Blackman. It's on Gooch. Barry Wertman over screaming encouragement to his defense. As Jake Freeze makes his way into the game for the Blaze, Aiden Burton, and looks like Michael Joyner in for the Siegel Stars. Long toss in, stolen away by Harris. Harris glides in and is fouled. He anticipated the foul from Thompson and kind of altered the shot there. Darius picks up his first foul.
There we saw the full court pressure right there, and then went to the bucket off the steal and got fouled, and that's how they produced their points.
First one is short from the charity stripe. Trayton Harris with 2 points, trying to add to that and put his team in double figures. This one is good. So hit one of two from the charity stripe. 7-point Blackman lead. Tay Martin is in the game for the Siegel Stars.
and length of the floor to go for the Blaze with only 3 seconds. Long pass up, Thompson from midcourt lets one fly, partially blocked, and that's the end of the first period. 17-10 your score, and we've got the second quarter coming up. Blackman leads on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Little Caesar man, he dances like no one can. Little Caesar man, how low can you go?
How low can we go? Try a large one-topping pizza for the low, low price of $5. That's a large one-topping pizza for just $5. Get dinner at Little Caesars and you'll never be in limbo again.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and on Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Have you ever wondered what happens at transmission shops after you drop off your car? You're not going to understand that. At Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard, they know what they're doing. From minor repairs to complete overhauls. And they work on everything from your classic hot rod, your muscle car, to grandma's Buick. You name it, they can fix it. Performance Transmissions on Memorial next to O'Reilly's. Online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
No problem. Blackman has the ball, working on their end, and throws it away. Cousin could not hold on to the basketball, Mr. Cleary.
That's not a very good way to start off the second quarter there. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Middle Tennessee Christian School leads at the end of three quarters of play over Community, 40-27 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Jones fires up the three for the Siegel Stars, missed the shot. Thompson comes down with the rebound. Thompson drives the lane, going to be fouled from behind. Any number of Siegel Stars attempted to foul him, and it's Damian Clark who does foul him.
He's a pretty good basketball player. It was a smart move there to drive to the basket and get fouled, but he's hit a bunch of good shots tonight. 3 three-pointers for the night for Thompson.
First one is good for Darius Thompson. ...28-27, Oakland leads Laverne at halftime. Oakland leads Laverne in boys basketball, 28-27. Boy, they have been in a ton of games, haven't they?
They have.
Second free throw for Thompson was good as well. 9-point lead. Bounce pass, now Clark from way downtown. That's Charles Clark, missed it. Rebound deep, and now there's going to be a foul on Trayton Harris. So Harris picks up his second foul here in the second quarter. Harris may have to come out for just a second. We played a minute here in the second quarter. McMiller almost throws it away, now gets it back. Smotherman underneath, missed the shot, goes up, has it blocked. Coming down with it is Clark down the far sideline. Harris drives baseline, glides in there. He is going to be hammered and go into the foul line is number one. McMiller with the foul, Reef.
That was a couple of times that, you know, Harris has gone to the basket and gotten fouled. He's such a shifty player, and he's got good ball handling. He's able to get inside and go up and get fouled a lot. That's a good thing.
Harris has one field goal and now two free throws on the night. We'll have another one. This one count it. 5 points for Trayton Harris. Inbounds is made. And now Mayer down low. And how about a big stuff shot by Quindell Cousin?
The go-to guy comes up with a big-time shot right there.
On the other end, Robert Brandon, who's been quiet tonight, he had 30 in the game versus Riverdale, finally gets on the board with his basket right side. McMiller, between the rings out front. 7 point, Blackman lead. Bounce pass in the corner. After the pass from Dowdy. Now Dowdy gets it back from Thompson, a cross court pass. Dowdy backs it back out. Goes over to McMiller. Tries to penetrate, nothing there. Now Dowdy drives. Lost the ball, now comes back outside for the long two. Might have been a three, it's no good anyway. Rebound saved by Harris. Jones, no look over to Brandon running the floor. Robert Brandon gets the two.
It's a good look from Jones right there. Chose not to take it himself and got the assist.
Siegel on a bit of a run here, 21-16, Blackman. Thompson. Stutter steps, drives in the lane. Going to be a check foul called on Jones. Ryan Jones in the game.
It's just hard to defend right there. Thompson's such a long, lanky player with those long arms as he tries to drive inside. You know, Jones has nothing else to do but, you know, foul.
I want to thank Scott Lawless, the athletic director and assistant principal here, for his help tonight. Long pass in from the baseline. Missed the stuff shot. Does Smotherman. Now the reverse layup. This one missed by Quindell Cousin, but he's fouled. Well, that would have set this place on fire had that dunk been successful by Terrence Smotherman.
Surprising. Wasn't expecting a lob from out of bounds there, but
I bet they practice that every now and then.
I would say so.
Barry Wertman has said that he really likes this squad. They practice really, really well. Hard workers. Fun group. Cousin at the foul line misses the first. He'll have another. Jake Freeze is back in the game for the Blaze. Cousin will have another free throw. Shot it and got it. Rolled, bounced, and fell through for Quindell. He's got 7. 5:07 left here in the second. 22-16 in favor of the Blaze, and Ryan Jones brings it down. Jones finds Brandon. Brandon, quick as a cat, looks around, stutter steps, pulls up from the left elbow, and this one short. Rebound Thompson. Thompson quickly down the floor, makes the pass over. Bounce pass, get it underneath, and Freeze finishes it off after a great pass from Josh Mayer. 24-16, Thompson to Simpson. Simpson lost it. It's actually Harris to Simpson, it doesn't matter. Turnover in the backcourt, and now a collision up the floor. And the foul is going to be on Charles Clark.
Josh Mayer doesn't look too happy about falling to the ground right there. You know, I'm not so sure the guy, looks like Brandon for Siegel. Looked like an accident to me.
It did.
Maybe it was Charles Clark that was tripped him up there.
Not very happy.
Not at all.
Mayer's going to be okay now. And the officials have calmed everyone down here a bit. And at the charity stripe will stand Josh Mayer. Three dribbles with the left hand. Now one more for good luck. A little shimmy shake, and this one is good.
That's interesting.
Never seen that before, have you?
No, that's about as weird as Jason Kidd kissing the basket
yeah.
Before he shoots, but this is a shimmy.
Yeah, we'll see if he does it again, I'm sure. Three dribbles, now one to the left. There's a little shimmy shake, and it's off, and it is good. Bounces a few times.
That's something else.
That's a new one I can put in the book if we ever get it published. Will be a chapter on botched national anthems in there, too. We've seen our share of those over the years. Lead back at 10 for the Blackman Blaze. Jones going to explode baseline and gets in there for the basket. Quick to the rack, Ryan Jones.
Great job, drive by Ryan Jones out there. Really strong going up with it.
Floater is up and no good by McMiller. Rebound by Siegel. Long pass up. Stolen away. Thompson glides in the lane to Cousin. Cousin hacked and fouled. And the basket is good. Foul on Ryan Jones. Sending Quindell Cousin with 9 points to the charity stripe. Hoping to join Darius Thompson in double digits.
My stats are right. I believe he's right on his average average points for a game so far. He's got 9 tonight. He averages 9.8.
Missed it. Free throw. But the putback by Terrence Smotherman. 30-18. Long pass up. The three from the corner, Charles Clark.
I think that shows you right there how quick Siegel is. When they got that ball in, before you could look up, they were down the court and firing a three away.
The longest, biggest lead of the game was 12 until that basket. Now it's 9. Thompson in the paint. Ball rolling around. Picked up by Thompson. Now picked up by Smotherman off the glass. No good. Tipped it out himself. Smotherman got to get rid of it now and finds Thompson. Play kind of jagged right now, and there's going to be a foul on Robert Brandon trying to stop Thompson. Brandon picks up his first foul. Lead is 9, has been 12 briefly. That's the largest lead Blackman has had. Thompson hit the first. 12 points for the 6-foot junior. He's got another one. This one is short. Rebound Brandon. Lead is 10 for the Blaze. Jones, pass up. It's Trayton Harris for three. This one no good. Last touched by the Siegel Stars. McMiller going to inbound, but I think Coach Ben Dotson is going to take a timeout for Siegel, and so will we with 3:15 left in the half. 31-21 Blaze.
The time is now.
Great location, only minutes from 840 and centrally located close to Franklin, Nashville, and Murfreesboro. This home at 2992 Old Murfreesboro Road in Arrington will be auctioned off Saturday, January 21st. The auction will begin at 10 a.m. Again, auction 10 a.m. Saturday, January 21st. See pictures at bobparksauction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Don't forget, Bob Parks' auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, experienced, professionally trained to utilize that auction process to sell your property. Industry leaders here in Middle Tennessee and around the Southeast. Put yourself in the driver's seat with a Bob Parks auction. There'll be a whistle and a foul after Blackman brings the ball down the floor, and the foul is going to be on Siegel's Ryan Jones, and he picks up his third foul in this second quarter.
Ryan Jones looks a little unhappy with the call, but there's just no doubt about that one. He had all hands in that one and just checked him a little bit, and so the foul got called.
Sends Thompson to the charity stripe. Thompson with 13 points. Burton coming back in. Jones going out for the Stars. Second one for Thompson. This one off the lip of the rim. Rebound Simpson. Outlet pass made to Harris. Harris flies in there in the paint. Puts one up. Hooks it in. No good. Rebound. Blackman. Long pass up. It's stolen away. It's Brandon. Brandon penetrates the defense, goes up, tried to make the pass, lost it, got it back off the front of the rim. Simpson there, put back, won't go. Rebound, Terrence Smotherman.
Smotherman the outlet pass. He gives it up to McMiller. McMiller to Thompson. Thompson glides through in the corner, left side. It's a three ball. It's up and no good by Damian Sales. Rebound, Harris. Harris. Now back to Burton. Burns it underneath to Simpson. Off the glass. Got it. Big basket by 33.
I don't know if he's left-handed or not, but he went up strong with the left hand and put it off the glass. Good-looking shot there by Simpson.
John A. Simpson, 6'5", junior. Keeps Siegel close here. Now Thompson just lulls the defense to sleep, fires the three. It's no good. That is not what Barry Wortman wanted, and he shows in his face. Burton for three, left wing. Oh, my.
He's definitely got the shooter's hand. You saw it a couple times the other night at Riverdale. He is a shooter.
Lead down to six. Down low, going up. Smotherman tries the stuff. Nothing there. Long pass up. Burton for the layup. Rolls, it won't fall, but he's fouled. Aiden Burton going to the charity stripe after being hacked by Thompson. That is his second foul. The lead was 12 at its largest just a couple of minutes ago. Now Siegel has come roaring back.
You got to think partially because that pass shot by Thompson a minute ago really was kind of unnecessary and allowed Siegel to come down and have another opportunity.
Burton hit the first free throw. He'll have another. This could cut the Blackman lead to four if he hits it. Generally a really good shooter, and this one's good as well. Burton with 5 points, all in the last two possessions. He just checked back in. Minute and a half to play before half. 32-28. Siegel bringing pressure on the ball, bringing the double team, trapped in the corners. Sales back to Thompson. Thompson's three. No good. Just off the mark. Good job there by Burton to alter the shot. Rebound. Harris bringing it up the floor. Foul line jumper. It is too hard. Rebound. Put back. Offside. Yes, sir. Counted for Tay Martin. And the lead for Blackman is but two. The Siegel fans across the way on their feet. 1:01 to play. 32-30. Blackman needs an answer right here. Charles Clark going for the steal, nothing doing, trying to get it away from McMiller. McMiller gets it back, looks in, now left side, Sales. Nothing there for him. McMiller for three, top of the key, too hard, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Jones has it blocked. Make that Martin, made the bad pass, long pass up. Cousin goes up after getting the rebound for McMiller's missed shot, and he's fouled. Foul is on Burton, and they're battling for the rebound. At the charity stripe, the first one up, no good by Cousin. Coach Dodson calling the offensive play. Second toss is up, and this one is good. Cousin in double digits with 10 points. The lead for Blackman is three. Miller is in the game. Cameron Miller for the Siegel Stars. 19 seconds. Charles Clark finds Miller. 12 seconds, back to Charles Clark. Clark dribbles around, lost the ball with 5 seconds. Got to go to town here now. 3 seconds, drives the lane, and a whistle with 1.2. I think they're just saying out of bounds off of Blackman, so Siegel has 1.2 and must inbound. Clark offside, Harris off the glass. Oh, just missed it. That pass was just behind him there. And he had to kind of make a move. That was a great inbounds play.
Just couldn't connect on it. We got a good one here, folks. 33-30 Blackman. 33-30 Blackman leads here at halftime. Hope you'll stay with us. State Farm Prep basketball continues in just a moment on WGNS. AM/FM online.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with Dealer Car Care. The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work on.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor and Sinet P., and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
All right, we've got a few scores to update you on here on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Girls play tonight. It was Blackman a winner over Siegel, 52-41. 78-28, Riverdale girls a winner. And 76-13, Oakland defeated Laverne. Middle Tennessee Christian School a winner over Community, 48-23. And in boys play, games in progress. Riverdale at the end of the third quarter leading 52-42. Riverdale 52, Smyrna 42. At halftime, Oakland led Laverne 28-27. And Community defeated Middle Tennessee Christian School in boys this evening 58-46. That is a boys final for you. 58-46. And both Riverdale and Smyrna both looking for their first victory, obviously, in boys basketball play in the district. Riverdale leads by 10 at Riverdale. That is a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard for now.
52-42 after three. David Limbaugh sending a few tweets or text out. And Corby Yarborough from the DNJ sending out the tweets. And Tom Crager right over here doing the same thing. So we've got it all covered. Covered in the DNJ tomorrow morning, too, by the way. Rafferty Cleary has all the team stats covered here for us as well. And I don't know, 33-30, pretty even score, pretty even stat-wise here as well, looks like.
Yeah, it is. As far as rebounds go, Blackman's got 16 at the half. Siegel's got 18. Field goal shooting looks like this. Blackman's 10 of 29, 34.5%. Siegel is 11 of 33 at 33.3%. So they're dead even. You know, a difference in this one, I think, is Siegel's not shooting the three ball as well. Had a lot of misses there, but also not as many opportunities to make some threes. But this is a team that, you know, nailed 10 three-pointers in an Oakland game and then shot it decently well in a Riverdale game on Friday. And foul shooting, Siegel is 6 of 8 right now, foul shooting at halftime. And then Blackman is 10 of 15 at the half from the line. And 8 turnovers for Blackman here at halftime and 6 for Siegel.
All right, let's get a look at the team stats, or that was the team stats. Let's look at the shooting from Winners Trophies, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. and AG Sporting Goods. Quindell Cousin, 10 points on the night tonight for Blackman, but the team led by Darius Thompson's 13, 2 points for Alec McMiller, and Jake Fries has two. Terrence Smotherman with 4 points on the evening. For the Siegel Stars, they have really balanced scoring tonight. Trayton Harris, Aiden Burton, and John Simpson all with 5. Robert Brandon has 4. And Damian Clark, Dominique Gooch, and Ryan Jones, along with Tay Martin, have 2 apiece. Charles Clark has a first bank 3. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Siegel Stars in the scorebook tonight. So there you go, 33-30, your score here at halftime. Obviously, record-wise, 2 best teams in the district, both 3-0 in district play. I really don't know who's going to win this ball game, but Blackman held the score down into the 30s, and I think that puts it to their advantage.
I'll have to agree with you. I think the inside force for Blackman, too, has been a little bit of a difference maker, because Quindell Cousins has been a force tonight. But, you know, you've got to remember, you know, Siegel's riding that 16-game win streak for conference opponents right now. So, you know, it's almost like who wants it more? There's 9 consecutive victories for Siegel right now, 4 for Blackman. Blackman's looking to improve. Siegel's looking to improve. So I could go any way at this point right now.
We see 60 or 70 points, however, after a 33-30 halftime. Siegel will have played their second half like they want. So we'll see what happens when we come back second half straight ahead here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail,
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service,
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you,
815-1800.
Go to the source,
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers, across from 2.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad, between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
Hi friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County, and because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings and Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. The entire family of Jennings and Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings and Ayers, 893-2422.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Siegel basketball trailing by three to start this third quarter. It's Harris, Clark, Brandon Clark, and Gooch the lineup for the Stars. Brandon for three to tie us. It's no good. Rebound for the Blackman Blaze is Cousin. Cousin, Sales, Thompson, McMiller, and Smotherman the lineup for the Blackman Blaze. Brought to you courtesy of Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. 7.5 to go. Just underway here in the third quarter of action. Blackman gets it down low to Sales. He is backed back out to the left wing, trying to go low to Smotherman. Ball turned over. Long pass up. Harris got a lay-in on the other end. He's fouled by Thompson. And that is the third. I have the third foul on Darius Thompson. We'll see if they agree across the way. You have him with three? I think so. Yep. That's what the board says. We want to keep him out of foul trouble for sure. Harris at the charity stripe. This one crawls over the rim. And it's good. Harris with six. One field goal and the rest from the foul line. Now he's got seven. Well, Siegel has cut what was a 12-point lead midway through the second to a one-point Blackman lead. They break the press. McMiller gets it down low to Smotherman. They have to back it back out. Thompson around the horn to McMiller. Now back to Thompson, right wing. McMiller gets it back between the circles. Looking down low, I think, for somebody. And now the lob going up for the, well, tried to lob it into Smotherman. And I think Cousin thought that he was going to try to dunk it.
That's two consecutive turnovers for the Blackman Blaze here to start off the third period of play.
Well, Siegel with a chance to take a lead now with the basket. Harris going to try to work off of a pick from Damian Clark. And I think it was supposed to be a pick and roll, and the pick was set, but there was no roll back by Damian Clark.
And Siegel says we'll match that one.
Siegel turns it over themselves. Full court pressure put on here by the Stars. And get the pass up here near side court. Cousin now to Thompson. Moving right to left are the Blackman Blaze. Clad in the whites tonight. Three-pointer up by Sales. It is no good. Too long. Rebound run down by Harris. Harris down the left sideline. Driving to the rack. Pull-up jumper. No good. Believe that was Gooch. I think it was partially blocked, too. McMiller brings it down. Met by Harris. Harris and Brandon double-teaming. Long pass. Cousin tips it back out to Thompson. Make that Cousin to Thompson, and now I have no idea.
And they've called it out of bounds on Siegel. It looked like it was off Blackman, Thompson's foot, but I think they're giving the ball back to.
I think there was not a foul called there, and the officials talking to Clark as well. It is Blackman's basketball. Thompson works between the rings. Flips it over to Sales, right side. Driving, lost the ball. Brandon, he's got a two-on-two. Passes over to Harris. Harris, fadeaway jumper, bounces, won't go. Rebound, put back, Clark won't go. And Thompson comes out of there with it for Blackman. Thompson to Sales. Sales, foul line, jumper, ripper. Damian Sales.
Floated in there on that one.
Three-point lead, Clark. Ill-advised shot there by Charles. Now coming up the floor, Gooch is going to foul. Really not a good shot selection there by Charles.
And now coming down the floor on the other end, Gooch is going to pick up his third foul. It will be out of bounds. That is the first team foul. Make that second team foul, I think, of the second half.
Charles Clark kind of walked off to the bench holding his shoulder. I don't know if there's anything serious going on there. If he came out with the injury, we'll have to keep an eye on it, though.
Thompson, Sales playing catch near side, lob, and now going high, skying, climbing the ladder and throwing it down is Terrence Smotherman. Rattles the Raptors here at Blackman High School. 5-point lead for the Blaze. Ball turned over on the other end and tipped out by Blackman. It's two thunderous dunks on the night for Terrence Smotherman.
That's definitely a momentum changer right there. What a flush by Smotherman.
Let's see, Smotherman and Sales going out. Cousin thought he was, but he's back. Robert Brandon going to inbound. Burton for three from way downtown near baseline. No good. Rebound Brandon. Put back. Won't go. Blackman's hit a cool spell here. They trail by seven with 4.5 to go in the third. Thompson. Near side. Gives it up to Jake Freeze, who's in the game. Thompson back left. Make that right side to McMiller. Thompson gets it back. Harris going to make him work. Thompson drives. Floats one up there. It's good. Darius Thompson. First basket of the second half. He's got 15. Long pass up. Stolen away. Stepping in front of it was Josh Mayer. Long pass up by the Blaze. McMiller to Thompson. Now left wing. Back to McMiller. Alec gives it up to Cousin. Deep far corner, Freeze, right side for the three. It's no good. Robert Brandon to Harris. Harris glides in there, floats one up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Josh Mayer. Mayer picks it up after losing the ball. McMiller double teamed to Thompson now. Thompson brings it back out. Now between the circles, McMiller. Works it around. Thompson to Freeze. Boy, Blackman really taking control of this game and slowing it down. Freeze drives, almost loses the ball, and now he's going to be fouled by Harris. That's Trayton's third foul. He's picked up one in each quarter. He's going to go have a seat. Coach Dotson looks on. Let's see. Brandon, Burton, Clark, and Jones in the game for Siegel. Inbounds. And Thompson going to cross the timeline. 2:50 to play here in the third. 7-point Blackman lead. Thompson gets by, goes to the rack. What a basket.
Thompson's body structure, his long arms, tall body, make it really hard for people to defend him.
Jones goes up. He gets fouled by Damian Sales. And that's going to send Ryan Jones to the foul line. Well, he doesn't look as quick as he is, but he does have those long arms, and when he gets past you, he's got that burst of speed.
Yeah, he does, and he moves really well, and it looks like he could continue to grow as well, which would be perfect for him if he, you know, does go to the next level to play some college basketball of some sort. But he is a tremendous athlete.
First free throw is up and no good by Ryan Jones. He'll have another one. 41-32. The lead was 12 midway through the second quarter. Siegel fought back, got it to one, never took the lead, and now have watched that disappear. Second free throw is up and no good by Jones. 9-point lead. Driving, putting up the shot, actually, I think his cousin. He may have been trying to pass to Smotherman, but either way, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Siegel. I guess Blackman's on an 8-0 run here.
that I've got as well. Really, playing their offense. That's the main difference there.
Well, they're taking some high percentage shots and not being forced out of their game plan here by Siegel. Siegel traps here in the corner near side, however. Dowdy gets it over. Now Cousin outside. Three-pointer by Thompson, no good. In and out. Looked like a good one to me. Brandon turns, spins, gets in there. And the little floater in the lane is good. Robert Brandon, that's what the Siegel Stars needed. 41-34.
Good little touch there for Robert Brandon. Little floater. Both teams at 23 rebounds apiece here in the third period.
Three coming here from the near side. How about that, K.J. Dowdy? First bank three. Now ball stolen away. Thompson drives. Thompson scores! He had a one-on-three, and he was the one. Thompson with 19. 46-34, Blackman Blaze. Jones between the rings, going to go far side. Jones drives, knocks his way through, and scores off the glass. Ryan Jones. Right. Go ahead.
Kind of weaved in and out there, didn't
he? Yes, he did. Thompson walks it down the floor, and now they're going to call Aiden Burton with a push. That'll be Aiden's second foul. And Thompson to toss in near sideline. Just under a minute to play here in the third. 10-point Blackman lead. Lob into Dowdy, who just hit a big first bank three a second ago. Thompson comes into the backcourt. Now trots it across the timeline. Cousin to Sale. Now back to Thompson. No look. What a great pass to Sales. Missed the shot, however, because it was Damian Clark there to block it. I don't know how in the world he saw him. I mean, he was at half court and passed it underneath the goal. Behind the back, look pass. 30 seconds. Siegel backs it back out. Ryan Jones running the point. 23 seconds. 19 seconds. Now with 13, Jones goes to work. Clark, the three, no good. Rebound, Cousin. Cousin to Thompson with 5 seconds, with four. Cousin drives at the foul line, glides in, missed the shot, but he's fouled with 1.6. Tell you what, Mr. Quindell Cousin kind of plowed the road right there, and Darius Thompson is putting on a show. Damian Clark picks up his third foul. Meanwhile, Thompson has 20 points with that free throw.
You mentioned Kermit Davis in the house tonight. He has to be impressed with the performance that Thompson's put on.
I would say so, without a doubt. Second one is good by Darius. He's got 21, 48-36, 1.6 on the clock. Barry Wertman gets everybody set here defensively. Jones from midcourt throws it up there, hit off the backboard but way high, and that's the end of the third. With your score, Blackman 48, Siegel 36, back with State Farm Prep Basketball fourth quarter coming at you after this.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
There's really no substitute for a professional teacher, and also there's no substitute for actually checking out an instrument firsthand, in person. Every guitar is different. even on a drum kit, there'll be variations from one to the other. So it's very important that you actually pick that instrument in person and know what you're getting up front before you make that purchase. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
All right. We welcome you back. Brian Barrett, Rafferty Cleary here with you tonight. Latest score, Riverdale leads 67-55 with 3:09 left. We'll see if we get any other further score updates. After three quarters here, 48-36. Blackman shot missed by Sales. Here come the Stars. Down the floor quickly, shot missed by Harris. Rebound and tip in, Jones. Ryan Jones. 48-38, 10-point lead. Pressure full court being applied here. Flip up the floor from Thompson to Smotherman. Oakland leads 40, make that 55-48 now. New score, Oakland leading 55-48 over Laverne. Driving the lane, Cousin is going to be fouled. Reach in foul, Brandon, I think. Brandon said he needed some help.
He did need some help. He had Cousins guarding, and then we got Smotherman on the other side. Smotherman on the other side. It's a total disadvantage there.
Lob to Thompson. Thompson has it batted away. Regains control. They flip it out. Now double team. There's going to be Robert Brandon with the foul. That's back-to-back fouls for Brandon. And let's see how many that is. May have missed one. I have him with three. We don't get it on the board in time, so we're going to keep that at three. Next foul, by the way, by Siegel. That will put Blackman in the bonus. And a really good free throw shooting team. Across the way, it's Sales trying to drive in. Now flips it across here to McMiller. Now back to Thompson for three. Right wing, no good. Got his own rebound. Glides in there. And he's going to be fouled by Ryan Jones. I have that as his fourth.
He does it all. Goes in, gets his own rebound, drives to the basket, gets fouled. He's done pretty much everything tonight.
Riverdale is a winner tonight, 71-63 over Smyrna. 71-63, Riverdale boys, a winner tonight. Foul shot in and out. Rebound, Cousin. Got to get it up. And does. Turn, spin, shoots, and Quindell Cousin gets the deuce. Lead back at 12. It has hovered around there a couple of times. Gooch turns, spins, make that Brandon. Gives it off to Burton. Tries to get free. Fires it up there, and he's fouled by Quindell Cousin. Nope, they're going to say that's on Smotherman. I thought for sure that was on Quindell, but that's okay. Aiden Burton at the charity stripe. The first one just a little short. It was online. Here's another one from him. This one is no good. Burton missed them both. 6:08 to play in the fourth. 50-38. Thompson gives it up out front. Finds Sales. Now driving low is Cousin. Turning, spinning in the lane. Smotherman with the hook shot. He scored in every quarter. 8 points for him tonight. Now Burton loses the ball going out of bounds. 52-38.
Turnover number 10 for the Siegel Stars.
Now this is a Siegel team that scored 76 points the other night in the game against Riverdale. Held to 38 thus far. 5.5 to play. Blackman basketball. Thompson steps in, looks around. They go right side to McMiller. Driving, Thompson in the lane, flips one up there, bounces three times off the backboard and goes. What a nine for Darius Thompson, 23 points. Pass batted away. Actually, the dribble was batted away. Jones picks it up for the Stars. Asks for a pick, gets it, goes far side. Bounce pass in the corner. Now Brandon for three. This one a little short. Rebound taken out of there. McMiller. McMiller to Cousin. Bounces it off the glass and now offside. It's Thompson finishing it off. Darius Thompson, 25 points. 56-38 with 4:48 to go here in the fourth. We'll be back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Come taste the Paleo's difference. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights, offering made-from-scratch entrees like shrimp and grits, a Charleston favorite, steak Tuscany, hickory grilled salmon, chicken parmesan, turkey and dressing, just to name a few. Paleo's Grill, featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts, also offers a wonderful kids' menu and call-ahead seating. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad. Come taste the difference. Always fresh, always delicious.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brother Lumber Company.
Riverdale boys approved and improved to 1-3 on the year with in district play with their 71-63 win over Smyrna. And late in the ball game, let me see. Laverne is down three with 1:30 left in the game. Laverne and Oakland. We'll continue to get you some updates on that. That one coming close to the end. Here on State Farm Prep Basketball, 56-38. It's the Blackman Blaze leading Siegel. Don't forget Friday night. We will be at Riverdale, Blackman at Riverdale this Friday night here on WGNS. Next Tuesday, Forest at Middle Tennessee Christian School. And a week from this Friday, Riverdale at Oakland. The Blackman-Oakland game, by the way, will be a special night as Oakland will host its Boys and Girls High School Alumni Night. That's on February 3rd in the game against Blackman. Former coaches, players, and managers invited out. 5 o'clock to 5:20 for the reception. Siegel's going to have points in a bushel basket right now, trailing 56-38. Harris glides in, has it blocked by McMiller. Now from three-point land, how about that, Charles Clark? He's been silent since the first quarter and now hit a First Bank three. Ball stolen away. Robert Brandon. Brandon reverse lay-in. Missed it. Rebound rolling around. Harris comes away with it. Harris has it partially blocked. Now Brandon picks it up. Turns, spins, gets free. Bounces three times and now rolls in. Robert Brandon, he's got eight. Is this the start of a comeback? 13-point lead for the Blackman Blaze. 3:59 to go. Long pass up. Cousin has it. Cousin back out front. Thompson now right wing, McMiller. Alec drives through traffic, now gets it back out front. This is exactly what Blackman wants to do. Hold on to the basketball. Now Thompson's going to get fouled on the drive. Jones, and I have that as his fifth. And I don't think they gave him that foul. I think they gave that foul to Charles Clark. Jones is going to sit, so I'm not sure. Thompson at the charity stripe. This one in and out. Rebound Brandon. Trying to cut into this 13-point lead. Charles Clark out front. Gets a pick from Damian. Now the three off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around. Gooch has it. Now Brandon from three. Right wing. Yes, sir. Robert Brandon, first bank three. The lead is 10. 3 minutes, 15 ticks. Bounce pass. Smotherman. It's going to be hard to hold it against this Siegel team. And 5 seconds or a timeout? Timeout Blackman will take one as well. 56-46, Blaze lead, 3:06 to go here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Save the annuity way. With Auto Owners Insurance, we can show you a safe and systematic way to save. Auto Owners no-load tax-deferred annuities credit high-interest earnings to your savings program, and all Auto Owners investments are of the highest quality. Call us today and start saving the annuity way with Auto Owners Insurance, or come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmers Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
By the way, Stephen Crutchfield tweeting out, 23 seconds to go. Oakland up by one against Laverne. They have a timeout, and they'll have the ball to inbound on the sideline. That's an update in the Oakland-Laverne game here. 3 minutes to go exactly. Blackman leads by 10. They have the ball. Sales in trouble. Sales going to be fouled by Charles Clark. That's his third. And 1-1 for Mr. Damian Sales for the last time. Put him in the double bonus after this. This one is no good, so maybe not a bad foul. Could Siegel get it in single digits? Harris to Burton, now back to Harris, now back to Burton. Drives the lane, goes up, and he's going to be fouled. Sends Burton to the charity stripe to shoot two.
Burton needs to make these two right here. He was at the line earlier, didn't make one.
Well, if you're trailing by 10, no time's rolling off the clock, and it's only 2:48, and you trail by 10, yes.
And the bad thing is, Siegel's gone on a missing streak at the free throw line.
And keep adding to that, Burton missed the free throw. He'll have another.
It's five in a row they missed after they hit. They got eight in a row prior to that.
Got another one upcoming, and 35 hits this one. 6 points for Aiden Burton. The lead is 9 for the Blackman Blaze. 2:48 to go. Still a world of time. Can't remember. It was 14, maybe. Maybe 15.
It was 14 points.
Was it 14? So Siegel has gotten themselves back in it at least. Now right side. Off the glass. Freeze. And he's fouled. Then things like that happen. And Blackman just continues to find a way to attack the basket.
If you really want to talk free throws right here, it's really important that, you know, Blackman hits theirs, because Siegel's, you know, increase their pressure, which is going to cause them to foul more. And they can continue to do this, get to the basket, and just make their free throws.
Freeze missed the plus one. An 11-point lead. Harris for three. This one's in and out. Rebound. Freeze has it. Turns, spins, tries to get free. And does. Now Thompson in the backcourt. That's who they don't want to foul. Sales gets it over to McMiller. Now Thompson again. Thompson down low. Cousin is open for the slam. Quindell Cousin. Clark, three. Oh, yes. Charles Clark, first bang three, right side, and timeout on the floor by the Stars. 2 minutes to go, 60-50. Blackman leads on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Roscoe Brown, for 70 years we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors the WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
Blackman gets the ball inbounded. By the way, a new score update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland defeated Laverne tonight. Final 63-59 Oakland. Oakland 63-59 winners. Blackman gets it down the floor. And how about this? Going high and flushing it down is Quindell Cousin. Great pass from Thompson. 12-point lead for the Blaze. This one blocked underneath by Freeze. Thompson maybe had a piece of that, couldn't see. Minute 31 to go.
You kind of get the feel that it's kind of falling apart here for Siegel. Frustration, it's a dunk fest out there for Blackman now.
Inbounding is Brandon to Harris. Harris turns, spins, flips one up there, it's good. Trayton Harris with nine. Minute 23 to go. The lead is 10, and it's been kind of stuck there. Basket for basket. Minute 16 to go. Long pass up. Cousin. Cousin gets it over to McMiller. Backs it out to Thompson. McMiller, they foul with minute 7 to go. On the line is Siegel's 16-game district win streak. That is hard to believe. I think they've won the last three regular season district championships, won the tournament the last 2 years. It was in that district tournament when Oakland beat them 2 years ago, their last loss to a district opponent. At the foul line, McMiller hit the first free throw. We'll have another one. Second toss coming up at some point. I don't think Siegel has enough players out there on the floor. Not sure what the discussion is.
They had Damian Clark out on the floor, but he went back down, and then Charles or Gooch came back out on the floor. And now Damian's, no, they're going to keep setting him down.
I don't know if anybody knows what's going on.
Strange.
Coach Dotson not pleased. At the foul line for the second one is Alec McMiller. And it's good. 4 points for McMiller. And timeout on the floor. 64-52. Blackman leads on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Thompson Services HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Minus of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Rolling it inbounds. Brandon now picked up by Harris right at midcourt. Clark turns, spins. Charles Clark tries to drive to the rack, and then a foul going to be called. And that foul is on Alec McMiller. It's number two on him. Charles Clark to Harris. Harris back to Clark for the long three. Downtown, no good. Rebound Harris, put back, won't go. Rebound, put back, Harris, won't go. Ball rolling around, and now a whistle with 46 seconds. Siegel couldn't buy a basket down low. Brandon going to toss in. Lead is 12. Inbounds is rolling around. It's going to be picked up on the floor. And then a foul called. I don't know who's got possession. They're going to call a foul on Jake Freeze. He never had possession. They're going to call a reach in.
I thought a walk was coming right there. They're on the ground.
I thought he had gotten possession of it, and they were going to call that walk. It's going to send Gooch to the charity strike. Dominique Gooch. Riverdale boys a winner tonight. Oakland boys a winner. This one is good. Oakland beat Laverne 63-59. Riverdale over Smyrna 71-63. Sackling for Gooch. This one's good as well. Only 43 seconds to go. 64-53. Blackman, they have the basketball, length of the floor to go. Barring something miraculously happening here, Blackman is going to win this ball game to improve to 4-0 in the district. Freeze is going to be fouled by Dominique Gooch and going to the other end. That's his fifth, by the way. Don't forget, after the game, the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game here in boys. Recap our girls players of the game. Have the Midas of Murfreesboro ship change of the game in the boys contest. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard and much more. At the foul line, Freeze misses the first free throw. He'll have another one. This one is up and good. 5 points for Freeze and timeout on the floor, which we'll take as well. 65-53, 12-point lead for the Blaze with 41 seconds to go on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Harris drives the lane, puts up a shot. It's no good, and rebound Blackman. And then Harris has to foul to send Thompson to the charity strike. Foul line will stand Darius Thompson to hopefully add to his 25 if you're a Blackman fan. And he does. He's got 26 now. There'll be another one, and this one's up and good. 27 points tonight for Darius Thompson. Blackman has had an answer every time.
They have.
Every time there's been a run by Siegel. Siegel even got it to one. I want to say that was either late third or early fourth. I think late third. And then there was an answer by Blackman. Driving the lane, Jones missed the shot. Brandon missed this one. Miller in there missed this. Now Brandon flips it out. The three ball put up by Charles Clark. This one no good. With 14 seconds, it goes out of bounds. It will be Siegel basketball.
I think also, you know, late in the second half, Siegel was forced to play Blackman's game.
Merton for three. It's no good, as the Blackman cheering section lets the Siegel fans know the exit's that way. Two with one. There you go. There's your horn. And the final tonight is 67 to 53. 67 to 53. The Blackman Blaze defeat the Siegel Stars tonight in District 7 AAA play to take sole possession of first place in the district to improve to 4-0 in the district and 15-2 overall, while Siegel drops to 13-6, and they're now 3-1 in the district. We'll come back in the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show and have much more for you. Got all of the players of the game, scoring, stats, you name it. We'll have it for you and wrap up the night here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball on the other